Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
If you're a human being, you know you've been a success on this planet when you have like a Pat Summerall tape.
Summer, to me, Summerall sounds official. Like that's it. You did it. You got Pat Summerall on the thing. You're good.
So now you know you didn't imagine it. Herman Moore is on Twitter at HMan84, the former Lion. Joins us now on the Bernstein and McKnight Show on the Al Pamonte Ford Hotline. Al Pamonte Ford in Melrose Park. Herman, how you doing, man?
Hey, I'm good, really. Thanks a lot for having me this morning.
Always good. The Bears and the Lions getting set to do it again. Isn't this somewhat strange that all the talk of this defensive expert, Matt Patricia, coming in, and the defense is and the offense is terrific. What happened?
You know, it's a combination of just really not getting to the quarterback with the pass rush. And then there's been some exposure because of that, because the secondary, you know, you get rid of Quandre Diggs and there's been some, you know, backlash on that.
Yep.
However, you get Darius Slay who gets injured for a little bit. And before you know it, all of a sudden you got a lack of a pass rush and you got a decimated secondary. And when you have those combinations, I mean, that's not going to bode well for any team, but it doesn't help when you're the coach, you're the head coach, and you're known for being this defensive-minded genius that came from Super Bowl-winning team, and yet your defense is starting to struggle, and you've made some off-season acquisitions, and it just hasn't panned out the way I think that they expected. But the saving grace, I mean, even to be sitting where they are right now at 3-4-1, the offense has really had to carry the load and really outscore their opponents, and if they don't do that, then get in trouble.
Herman, I've thoroughly enjoyed watching Matt Stafford throughout his entire career. I've got some cousins who live in Coldwater, Michigan. They're huge Lions fans. And Stafford is that guy where he's just, you know, he's ours and we can obsess over every single little thing he does, but don't you dare sort of thing. That's who he is for them. I wonder how he's been for you over these last, you know, decade or so. And if he's the biggest things that have changed about him over the last handful of years.
What I've seen, you know, Matthew Stafford came in and he was this gunslinger. He was a guy that had the big arm. He could thread the needle, but he takes too many risks. He's just too inconsistent. He doesn't have the touch. And then he went through a few offensive coordinators. But along the way, what has happened, regardless of any of the changing things that were happening around Stafford, he continued to improve. He continued to work on his mechanics. He continued to work on what it meant to not only just the physical side, but the mental side. You know, what does it take to be a leader and be respected? And while he's put up some really big numbers, the only downside and the only knock that most people will have when they talk about a guy like Matthew Stafford is that, okay, how does he perform against certain teams or certain teams with higher winning percentages? How, you know, what has this team done in terms of postseason, not just appearance, but have they had any wins and how close are they to getting to the Super Bowl? And it always comes down to more than just one player. And we all know that you got to have the tools. There are some arguments that be made at one point, they had a pretty good defense and then the offense, you know, had, you know, Megatron still, they had some other good players, but they could never really put it all together. But I really like what I've seen from Matt Stafford. I think he's played at that high caliber Pro Bowl level for the last at least 4 or 5 years consistently over his career.
I'm interested in that you use the term Super Bowl in there, and I always wonder this about a fandom that is as put upon as Lions fans. How, you know, we heard it a couple of days ago. Cubs broadcaster Len Casper grew up a Lions fan. He was on with our afternoon show talking about what he's been through in his life and his father who's never, you know, seen a championship here. When Matt Patricia's hired, when it's yet another opportunity to establish something that hasn't been. How daring are the dreams still of Lions fandom? Do people still say, win a championship, get us closer to winning a championship? Is the standard, does it remain that high? Does the fandom still say, we're going to hold the Ford family, we're going to hold this organization to this idea of winning the Super Bowl?
I think that has kind of been subdued. And right now, I think they're just looking for a competitive team. You know, when you get an organization or you get a fan base that is cheering that the team is competitive, whether it equals wins or losses, it means the bar has been kind of, you know, brought down just a little bit. This is a fan base that wants winners, and they'll stick with you through thick and through thin. But at the end of the day, they want a champion. And there's, I think every player who's ever played for a team will make an argument to say, hey, we got the greatest fan base. But I'll tell you what, the Detroit Lions fan base it's got to be one of the most loyal. I know there's others who want championships. They have a high level of expectations. It's Super Bowl or bust. With the Lions, they're just wanting to see this team take the next level and then consistently stay there. You look at throughout the NFC North, there's teams that have made that leap, and every year now it seems like it's this top two or three teams that you keep talking about with the opportunity to win the division, and the Lions are always that team that may make a run, that team that may be able to do it, and at some point it's got to evolve beyond that. And they've had the team, they've had the players, but right now I think they're getting very close to, if this team doesn't consistently have postseason play and opportunity to even have a chance at going to a Super Bowl, I think it's just going to continue to go downhill.
Talking with Detroit Lions wide receiver and legend Herman Moores here on behalf of Quick Lane Tire and Auto Center. They offer vehicle maintenance and repairs for all makes and models at more than 800 locations nationwide. They're the title sponsor, of course, of the 6th annual Quick Lane Bowl. Herman, when you watch the Bears offense this season, what's loudest to you on the film?
You know, offensively, it's where do they find the consistency? Is it you got to get the consistency in the run, you got to get consistency in the pass, but then the biggest thing is how do you get it all to click at the same time? And it's not that it's so much a unique thing that you see with Chicago that you don't see with other teams, but you have to be able to have everything working together, and it's got to click. You can have a great defense, and I think a lot of people will make the case, you know, defense wins championships. But you know what? Offense is what really helps drive you there. I mean, you got to be able to compete in the games. And offensively, if you look at where they are right now, they wouldn't have expected to be, you know, where they are in the division. I looked at them as being one or two coming into the season. And right now, to see if they're going to have a chance here, it's going to be a tough run.
We've seen Khalil Mack be close to neutralized. There have been all kinds of ways to scheme against him, chip blocks, the use of crackback blocks of somebody coming down the line at him, making sure that he's somebody diving at his feet, or teams simply running at him. Are you surprised that some of these opponents have been able to limit his effect on games with this ease, seemingly?
No, I think with this ease, yes. But the fact that they're figuring out schemes or figuring out ways, it's no different than what a defense does to an offensive player. They know you got a dominant player or you got a dominant group of players. They're going to scheme, and how do you take them out? But this has been kind of interesting to watch, to see how teams are really trying to say, hey, we cannot allow him to get in and get strip sacks. We can't allow him to come in and put pressure on the quarterback for errant throws that lead to turnovers or getting us off the field. So if you neutralize him, then it gives you an opportunity to take and at least try and get some plays downfield. It buys you more time. It eliminates they defensively have to now start to figure out, how do we get Khalil the opportunity to make plays and scheme around maybe what other teams are trying to do to our best defensive player.
That's what I mean. Like, I'm surprised.
That's been real interesting to see.
So what do you do? Do you simply move him around? Do you make them identify him? Do you put him perhaps even inside to limit what some of the crack blocks have done?
It depends on how flexible he is as a player. And I think he would have the flexibility to do what, when I played, there were some linebackers that teams would let, basically they're a free roaming linebacker. I mean, they can walk up to the line of scrimmage. They can go inside. They could go outside. They can come from the edge. They really were able to play and have the flexibility to move at will. Do you give that to a player like that? Well, he's got to be able to know and recognize some offense. I think it takes him to a whole different read pattern than perhaps he would have had just playing one position or two. When you get to roam, you really have to be able to almost be a quarterback in the sense that you put yourself in a position that you think not only is creating confusion for the opponent, but you're also putting yourself in a position to be impactful.
Before we let you go, Herman, I wanted to talk about the Quick Lane Tire and Auto trading one uniform for another program. It's really cool. Awarding $10,000 scholarships toward automotive maintenance and repair certification to help veterans transition into the next phase of their lives. So this is what, is it 4 years now? Because I think we talked about this when the program first started.
Yep, it's been going on for a while, 4 years on the trading one uniform for another program. Did a great job there explaining it. And some of the new things that we've done with the program is opening it up for first responders. So last year we started so you can nominate first responders that could be a part of this, not just our military vets. They can nominate themselves. Veterans Day is coming up here on Monday, but they have until December 6th. To get in their nomination. So if there's someone you know, I come from a big military family, so I will be nominating some people that I do know. I've been around the military, so it's something that's really meaningful to me to be a part of it. And then we're going to announce the winners for these $10,000 scholarships for the automotive maintenance and repair certifications on December 26th at the Quick Lane Bowl, which is the ACC versus the Big Ten. Looking forward to it, and I think for those who don't realize and know what our veterans do for us and also our first responders, they do a lot, and they're the unsung heroes in our community and for this country. So I encourage you to go out, if you know someone, to nominate them for this opportunity that could change their lives and also take away some of the financial burden that we find when we're trying to make those transitions.
Those nominations can be submitted at quicklane.com/scholarships. Herman, this was fun. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.